Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 30th. Happy Resurrection Day. And I want to remind you that today is Trunk or Treat, so hope you can come out, get some candy, and support the work of ministry through that event. Judges has been quite an interesting book, but today we're introduced to Delilah. One day, Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute, and he went in to spend the night with her. The people of Gaza were told, "Samson is here." So they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. They made no move during the night, saying, "At dawn, we will kill him." But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate, together with the two posts, and tore them loose, bar and all. He lifted them to his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hills that faces Hebron. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, "See if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so we may tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued." You probably know the secret to Samson's strength and perhaps the rest of the story, but we will read that together tomorrow. Let's move on to the Psalms. Psalm 149 says this, "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths, and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord." And now let's turn over to the book of Hebrews. Today we're in Hebrews chapter 1, just verses 1 through 4. But you may want to stop right now and Google Hebrews, the Bible Project. As you know, I love this resource. It helps us to know the background of each book. I'm going to give you a little snippet of what they said. The book of Hebrews is anonymous, but it was most likely written to Jewish Christians because the author presumes that his audience knows about Abraham and the nation of Israel and Moses and the Torah and the priest. And this book contrasts Jesus with all the other things related to the faith. So it elevates Jesus as superior to the angels and to Moses and the priest and the sacrifices and the covenants. And then it challenges us as the reader to remain faithful. These first four verses pack a punch. They remind us that Jesus is superior to all other ways that God has revealed himself to us. And he uses two metaphors here. It says that he is the radiance of God's glory. So he's the ray of light coming from God's light. And he's the exact imprint. So there's this idea of a wax impression of a signet ring. As we read the book of Hebrews, if you see a reference to something from the Old Testament, I would encourage you to go and look up that reference to see the connections that lie there. And also, as we approach warning passages, they may make us feel a little bit uncomfortable. But ultimately, the goal of this book is to help us remember Jesus is better and He is the perfect revelation of God's love. And we do not want to give up on that message. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom also He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I want to end today with the Nicene Creed. And as I recite this creed to you, I want you to make it a prayer of declaration of what we believe about our Lord as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for salvation He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.